On Tuesday's front page, record numbers of government workers are retiring. That may be good news for current budgets, but it's bad news for pension systems. Here in New York, police officers who maligned parade-goers on Facebook. Some comments appear to have violated NYPD rules on disrespectful remarks about race. And why the American directors behind the Matrix movies are shooting their next film in Germany. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says record numbers of government employees are putting in for retirement. This comes after unpaid furloughs and salary freezes, along with less generous health benefits. The number of retirees is way up in Wisconsin. In New Jersey, the number is up 12,000 from last year. Kansas says it'll save $34.5 million over 2 years because more than 1,000 workers are leaving. Times reporter Monica Davies says workers are worried government jobs are losing their security, and they're getting out now before salaries and benefits are cut anymore. The two main leaders of the Eurozone said they would push to remake the European Union into a more integrated political and economic federation. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany and President Nicolas Sarkozy of France want tight legal restraints on how much debt individual nations' parliaments can issue. Times reporter Graham Boley picks up the story from there.
At issue is whether European countries will finally come up with the measures needed to help Italy and Spain. Countries like France want the European Central Bank to step in a big way, just as the Federal Reserve did in the United States, to buy the bonds of these countries and keep interest rates down. They also want a much bigger bailout fund, perhaps involving the International Monetary Fund. But before any of that can happen, Germany has to approve it, and it's against a lot of these measures. It wants a new system put in place to monitor profligate countries' budgets and punish them if their budgets blow out of control. It basically wants to make sure that this crisis doesn't happen again. And it looks like Germany is going to get what it wants. The Italian government came forward with austerity measures, and it seems that France has agreed to the German idea of a treaty change to put in place these concrete monitoring of budget deficits. But there's a lot at stake, and when the leaders meet in Brussels on Friday, the markets really expect them to deliver.
Times reporter Graham Boley. Afghan President Hamid Karzai told an international conference in Germany that Afghanistan needs $10 billion a year for the next 10 years. Back in Kabul, Times reporter Rod Nordland says the American withdrawal has already started. That has civilian aid workers worried development gains will be wiped out. The U.S. has slashed its aid budget from $4 billion to $2 billion for the 2011 fiscal year. The budget for 2012 is now before Congress. It could be cut again. Back in September, a raw and rude conversation among New York police officers played out on Facebook. The officers were unhappy at being assigned to the West Indian Day Parade, which has a long history of violence. Before the Facebook page was taken down, the online group numbered some 1,200 people. Some warned others to watch their words. A police spokesman said he was referring the matter to the department's Internal Affairs Bureau. Tropical storm Irene did heavy damage to roads in Vermont. The main ones were repaired in time for people who wanted to see the fall foliage, which means they're already ready for ski season. The state has repaired some 500 miles of damaged roads. It also replaced 200 bridges with temporary ones. State Tourism Commissioner Megan Smith says people who wonder whether the nation has lost the ability to do big things haven't been to Vermont. The American-born team behind the Matrix movies are filming their latest movie in Germany. Tuesday's Times says it's the latest sign filmmakers who once relied on Hollywood studios are getting their money from an indie finance system that reaches around the world. Cloud Atlas got $35 million from China, Korea, and Singapore. German subsidies covered another $18 million. Inside Tuesday's Times, cuts by the Postal Service will pretty much eliminate next-day delivery for first-class letters with stamps. The Postal Service is making reductions totaling $3 billion to head off bankruptcy. The delivery delays will come from closing about half of the 487 mail processing centers nationwide. That could create problems for companies like Netflix, which depend on next-day delivery. In Russia, Kremlin watchers are asking a question that would have sounded bizarre 2 years ago. The question is, will Vladimir Putin win in the first round of elections, or will he face a runoff? Over the weekend, his United Russia party lost 77 seats in elections for parliament. Now Putin is running for president. Voters have come to identify United Russia with unresponsive, corrupt apparatchiks, but Times reporter Ellen Barry says they tend not to blame Putin for that. Astronomers have found the biggest black holes ever. Times reporter Dennis Overby calls them abyssal yawns, and that word was abyssal, not abysmal. It's like saying billions of suns have fallen into the abyss and just vanished. He says one of these black holes might weigh as much as 21 billion suns. The discovery could help scientists figure out new theories on the formation of galaxies. Tuesday's Times looks at a town that's coping with graying baby boomers. In Southbury, Connecticut, 30% of the population will be over 60 by 2013 and 40% by the year 2020. They've already turned the library into a senior center. Southbury also has a public housing complex for the elderly, along with three assisted living facilities and two nursing homes. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. This year, the New York Times Neediest Cases Fund is celebrating its 100th anniversary. You can read about what the Neediest Cases Fund has done for people in the New York area who need help. Go to nytimes.com/neediest. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.